Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. This is Coach Vernon Dozier. Welcome here to the, and welcome very much to the pre-show here. Let me just start things. Get Phil Henry's face. There we go. There's Phil. And I believe we're on the air right now. I think we are. Yeah, we are. We are on the air right now. Well, let me tell you that I'm clearing my throat like that because I'm trying to see if the compression works in this thing. No, it ain't that good, man. You're gonna have to pot down, bitch. All right. Anyway, welcome here to the Cheeseball 100. Now, what the fuck game is this? The white versus blue hockey. It's an all-star game. Some guy's on his knees, like he just took a shot to the ball sack. Is this a junior hockey league game? Oh, he took a fucking elbow. The guy that gave the elbow went right into the fucking... The guy that gave the elbow went into the boards and then now is getting up like he took a shot to the nuts. Sorry, pal. Phil Henry with Coach Vernon Dozier. Coach, how are you? I'm very good, thank you. Let's talk about the Dallas Cowboys, because this is coinciding. The defeat yesterday at the hands of the San Francisco 49ers coincides a bit with your desire to return to professional coaching. It does, Phil, and I look at Jerry Jones is who I'm focusing on, and the first thing I want to mention is you had made comments yesterday, and I think we should address the fact you made comment on Facebook and on Twitter, kind of slamming. I wasn't slamming him. Oh my God, the Facebook comment had people, everybody was very up in arms. I did. I took a shot at him because, well, you saw it. I don't really want to talk too much about it. Well, let me tell you this much, Phil, as a head coach and somebody who's steeped in football tradition. So now what I need is YouTube. And then I want... All right, skip ad, fuck off. Bobby Darin looks like Bugs Bunny. Karaoke. Margaret?
Yes, this is for Frank. Yeah, Frank. You're walking along the street and there is Frank. Or else you're all alone, but there is Frank. You're looking in someone's eyes, you suddenly realize it looks like Frank. You're lunching at 21 and watching your diet, declining a Charlotte ruse, accepting a fig. When out of this clear blue sky, it's suddenly gal and guy. It looks exactly like Frank. And there's no unrolling every fate, my friend. Who knows what's written in it? You're up in an aeroplane or dining at Sardi's or lying at Malibu alone on the sand. You suddenly hear a bell and right away you can tell that shadow falling you over you is Frank. Yeah. Oh, there's... Hit it. Oh, there's no controlling the unrolling of your fate, my friend. But when a lover you discover at the gate, my friend, invite him in without a second look. Yeah. You're up alone in an airplane or dining at Sardi's or lying alone in Malibu on the sand. You suddenly hear a bell and right away you can tell the shadow that fell across you is Frank. I said that shadow is Frank. That threatening shadow falling across you is Frank.
Oh, written by Steve Allen. Was that song written by Steve Allen? Written by Steve Allen, published by Universal. How's about that? Testing 1, 2, 3. Steve Allen was a very talented guy. A lot of you don't know who Steve Allen was. He was a funny guy. He made me laugh as a kid. I thought he was funny. He was a funny man. He was a songwriter. He was a actor, you know, in so far as he, you know, they would fit him into their scripts. He was a talk show host. He was one of the early hosts of The Tonight Show. Before Jack Parr, I think it was Steve Allen. In fact, when The Tonight Show first went on the air, it wasn't even called The Tonight Show. It was some other thing. Was it Broadway After Dark or something? Or maybe that was the Ed Sullivan. Anyway, it became The Tonight Show, somewhere along the line there. And I think it was Steve Allen following somebody who was maybe a rotating panel of hosts. Then Steve Allen, then Jack Parr, and then Johnny Carson. And Johnny Carson owned it. I mean, he made it his own. Jack Parr could have been the guy. He could have been the man, but he was very temperamental. And he walked off the show once. I watched that. There's actually a tape of it, and he's almost crying. This is going to be the last night I host The Tonight Show. I bid you a fond adieu. And he literally walked up, and his announcer, you know how Ed McMahon is Johnny Carson's announcer, Peggy Cass was Jack Parr's announcer, believe it or not. No, take it back. Jack Parr's announcer was Hugh Downs, who eventually went on to be the game show host of Concentration, a bunch of other game shows, and also did 2020 on ABC. Hugh Downs is an interesting guy, man. That guy did, this is my generation I'm talking about, I mean, you know. But Hugh Downs did a lot of stuff, man. Very versatile guy. Although I'm sure I don't know the half of just what could be. What? Let me just show you who one of my favorite bands of all time. Even though I do not like country music.
As soon as teams see what you can do with that. Monday.com,
that's my
they
favorite
want to use
band
it
right
themselves.
There. Jorge Van Houten. No, I'm just kidding. Here we go. I don't like country music, but I like this group.
Tulsa, yeah. That gal with a red dress on, some folk call her Dinah. Stole my heart away from me way down Louisiana. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Well, little bee sucker blossom wild, big bee getting the honey. Knock man raise cotton, white folks take the money. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Domino now, yes, yes, would I like to go to Tulsa? You bet your boots I would. Let me off at Archer and I'll walk down to Greenwood. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Laid my head across the track. Thought about that gal of mine. I gradually eased it back. Boys, take me back to Tulsa. I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa. I'm too young to marry. We'll be right back. to Susie. Walk and talk to Susie. Walk and talk to Susie. Walk and talk to Susie. Take me back to Tulsa. I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa. I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa. I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa. I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa.
Yay! All right. So, okay. So that's what I call good music. I mean, it may not. You may not like it. Okay. So what we're gonna do though, and I fucked that up because I want this could be the start of something big. What the? Where is it? You don't remember me, but I remember you. Come on, man. 'Twas not so long ago. You broke my heart in two. Tears on my pillow. Paint. Here we go. This could be the start of something big. This is what I want. Karaoke. Aha, that's the one. I don't know how I'm going to get through this without laughing, but I'll try. Okay, so we'll have to kind of do that. We'll just have to be on pause there. Okay, so. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Okay. So I hope you enjoyed our pre-show for today. This is for, by the way, the 15th, tomorrow. No. God damn. The 18th is tomorrow. 19th, 20th. 21, I'm having lunch with my man. I'm having lunch with Theo. And I got to hear from Don. Haven't heard from my man, Don. Where's my fucking phone? Here it is. Can't do anything without this, man. Can't do anything without this thing. No, look at this. I got a message from my girl. Okay. What's with this goddamn email program I got? It is so fucked up. Gmail, you suck. Anyway, all right, so groovy thing. Thank you very much.
The one of
me. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right.